Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. Owner Chris Wedekin sells the ductless Mitsubishi electric mini split, which is a great option to heat and cool individual spaces while blending into the decor.
You want your poker room to be dressed up? You could take a vinyl wrap and put on these. If you like the more modern look, they have styles in black, silver, and pearl white that would be more aesthetically pleasing for your rooms.
Find out more at absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite ductless pro dealer.
Amber and Nigel presents
is
it depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Amber, how do we play? Is this anything?
I'm going to run a couple different back page stories your way. You will be the one that breaks down all of the information and gives all of us a verdict. Is the story in question really anything or not?
Okay.
We start with this. A TikTok doctor.
Ugh, you could just stop right there and move on to the next story.
A TikTok doctor is trending after he said we should all be washing our toothbrush with soap every single night. Here he is.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing the bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including the development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
Yeah, I've heard the strep throat thing, but all the other stuff is BS. How do you become a TikTok doctor? Sign up for TikTok and call yourself a doctor? Now, because I don't wash my toothbrush every night with soap and water, I'm going to get a heart attack? No, this is nothing, and it's actually ridiculous.
So how would you feel, Nige, if you walked into your doctor's office or even your dentist's office, and hanging up on the wall is a diploma from TikTok University?
I'm a TikTok doctor, and I'm telling you, you should wash your toothbrush with soap, or else you're going to have aphid for the rest of your life. No. How do you store your toothbrush? I store my toothbrush in the most rudimentary, unclean way. I've got a single drawer in the bathroom, and I just set it in that drawer next to the toothpaste. I don't have a toothbrush holder with the holes that stick out.
We've got that.
Anything. That's the way my whole family is. I'll set a toothbrush on top of my son's toothbrush. It's not anything hygienic at all. I do just fine. And if plaque is going to build up, it's not because of bacteria. It's because I'm not brushing my teeth.
Well, the fine folks from the TikTok Medical School say, have fun with your early grave.
You're going to have a heart attack if you don't wash your toothbrush with soap. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Is this anything? Tim Hortons accidentally sent an email telling thousands of customers that they've won a $40,000 fishing boat.
Oh, no. Hortons is like a gas station, right? Like a convenience store?
Now a bunch of angry Canadians are demanding their boats. They're threatening a class action lawsuit.
Okay.
Here are Jody and Jamie talking about the disappointing news.
Oh, no.
I was thrilled. I could not believe what I was reading. I expressed to her that I was, you know, shocked and saddened.
It's frustrating that they can tell you you won something and then just say all of a sudden you didn't win it. Like, that's the frustrating part, and it just doesn't make sense how they can do that.
They do owe people what they won, and an email just isn't going to cut it.
Well, what do you want? Somebody hit the wrong button. Like, do you actually think you're going to get any sort of compensation for a mistake? And I'm wondering, who was the lucky guy that did win the
boat?
The boat. There's at least one person that won a boat, right? A $40,000 fishing boat. But come on, man. Just get a life. They made a mistake.
Did you watch that Netflix documentary about the kid, I think it was late 80s, maybe early 90s, that tried to sue Pepsi because he claims he wanted the jet, the Lear jet that they used in a commercial?
Oh, he had accumulated enough points or credits or something like that?
He found some loophole in the rules where he could buy points.
Yeah.
So he found a financial backer, and the points that he bought was substantially less than the cost of buying the jet. So he found a backer.
He won, didn't he?
Well,
he was somewhat successful with that lawsuit.
He went to court. Pepsi made him an offer. You know, spoiler if you haven't seen it. Pepsi made him an offer, but He said, no, I'm taking it higher. I want the jet. And then he lost. Yeah, Michael Avenatti's probably in that. Like, Michael Avenatti was one of the guys that was on this guy's side.
Of course he was. And that makes, now it all comes together. It makes perfect sense.
It's totally disgusting, and I hate myself for saying this, but Michael Avenatti comes off as, like, a good guy in this thing.
Well, yeah, he's a sociopath. That's what sociopaths do. That's how they act. That's, you think they're a great guy, but they are really psychotic.
Is this anything on the Kelly Clarkson show?
Oh, I DVR it every day.
Actor Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians.
Have you ever seen that, Allison?
I've never seen it.
I have.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, my wife saw it. Said it was
really
good.
It's really
good.
Funny.
So Henry was the guest, and they're having a conversation about how he had a pastrami sandwich for breakfast. And a lot of people thought that that was odd and awkward. And then Kelly Clarkson says something that a lot of people immediately responded with, that's what she said.
I just felt like a pastrami
sandwich. Did someone stop you and say, oh, it's a classic thing we do here?
No, I called my friend. I was like, oh, I'm having breakfast. I'm getting a pastrami sandwich. They're like, that is the strangest thing. That's weird.
Yeah.
Meat first thing in the morning. No good.
Well, steak and eggs.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't mind meat in the morning. Yeah. Well, still. Okay.
Catch it.
I don't mind meat in the morning.
Hold on.
Are you serious? Those are the words I used? Like, did I just say that? It's not a bad thing, though. Okay.
I don't mind meat in the morning. Go to Big Dave's Deli there in Zionsville and get their the big boy breakfast. Two eggs any style, choice of meat, hash browns, a couple pancakes. And she's right, steak and eggs. Now, pastrami sandwich for breakfast? No,
I could eat one.
Really?
Somebody hands me a pastrami sandwich at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Now that
this fat hillbilly is doing some work.
My recommendation, if you want meat in the morning, yeah, Big Dave's Deli, Zionsville. They got the Big Dave's breakfast sandwich, which has got ham on it, bacon, hash browns, all the good stuff.
There's no wrong time for meat.
Well, pastrami, though, seems a little strange. I'm not that big of a pastrami fan, but I understand what you're saying.
Allison, when it comes to breakfast food, do you have to have it specifically eggs and pancakes and stuff like that, or is there a place for meat in the morning?
I don't know how to answer this.
You guys got a lot of growing up to do. You guys are so immature.
I'll just take coffee, please.
Okay, good answer.
Got a lot of growing up to do.